This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Another round of layoffs has hit the National Lab of the Rockies. The Golden Research Center, formerly known as the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, a spokesperson for the lab confirmed 134 employees focused on research and operations lost their jobs today. Since retaking office, the Trump administration has repeatedly cut support for green energy and worked to block wind and solar developments. It's unclear if the layoffs specifically targeted staffers focused on low-carbon technologies. Colorado lawmakers are working on a package of policies aiming to help people who live in mobile home parks. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
The goal is to keep mobile home parks affordable and improve quality of life. One bill would give mobile homeowners a break on property taxes, and it would require tax delinquency notices to be delivered in a language residents can understand. Democratic Representative Elizabeth Velasco grew up in mobile home parks and is the main sponsor.
It's so important that we protect this affordable housing and also support the residents that live there. It's the only non-subsidized affordable housing in our rural resort communities.
She's also backing a bill to give state officials more teeth to enforce water quality standards at the properties. Another proposal that hasn't yet been introduced aims to make it easier for residents to buy the mobile home parks where they live. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
And you're listening to CPR News. If you're doing so in Boulder, it's currently 63 degrees.